This is Murray Feldman with today's Senior Financial Tip, brought to you by Baldwin Senior Living and the Institute of Gerontology at Wayne State University. A 78-year-old man, widowed for 3 years, living alone in Michigan, met a woman online from California who he now calls his girlfriend. For months, he'd been sending her $300 Visa gift cards. He was about to send money for a plane ticket so she could move in with him. He spent $1,500 and never met her. It's a classic romance scam. They prey upon a lonely person's need for intimacy. The red flags were the gift card purchases, gift cards are not traceable, and sending money for a ticket rather than the ticket. The man filled out the financial vulnerability survey at olderadultnestegg.com and discussed the results with his financial advisor. The scam was stopped. Safeguards were put in place. His $1,500 was not recovered, but he didn't lose any more. Are you vulnerable? Take the survey he did at olderadultnestegg.com. This financial tip is brought to you by olderadultnestegg.com at the Institute of Gerontology at Wayne State.